Tanya for the fourth of Iyur, Dalet Iyur, is in the beginning of Perek Mem Vav, chapter 46. It's on page 679. Until now, the Alter Rebbe has explained a number of ways in which a person can arouse a love and fear for God, coming from the contemplation of either the fact that God is our Father, or that God is our source of life, or that there is a compassion and a pity on the part of God that is within the body. Here in Perek Mem Vav, the Alter Rebbe introduces an even easier and more accessible way for the average person to serve God that explains how close it is for everyone to serve God with the heart. Yesh derech yosher lifnei shoveh l'chol nefesh. There is a straight way that is equal to all people. It's available to every soul. V'kodev hadavar me'ed me'ed. It is a straight way. It's available to everyone, and it is very, very close. To arouse and reveal the love that is implanted and hidden in the heart. That it should shine with a strong light. Ke'esh bayado, as a flaming fire. Be'hisgalus li be'umeche, in the revealed conscious part of the mind and heart. Limse nafshi la'Hashem v'gufe u'me'ede, that leads him, moves him, to give up his life for God, his body, and all his might. Chol lev v'chol nefesh u'me'ed, with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might. And this is from the depths of the heart, the emes la'amite, in absolute truth. Absolute truth, the previously described means, depends on how the person's concentration and understanding of God's greatness is. But this love, this is absolute truth. And especially during the reading of the Shema and its brachas, as will be explained later, the connection. What is this love that is so available to everyone and is such a straight path? When he will take to heart what the pasuk says in Mishlei. Kamayim haponim leponim kein lev ha'odom la'odom. As water reflects the face to the face, the same is true also of the heart of one person to another. Pirush, what this means, is not that the Pasuk is telling you that you should love a person back, that if someone loves you, you should love him back, or if someone is kind to you, you should be kind in return. What it means is, k'mei sheked mus tzudas haponim, she'odom mare b'mayim, just as the face, the likeness, the features of the face that the person shows to the water, that's the face, that is the look that will be reflected back to him from the water. In other words, the Pasuk in Mishlei is not saying what ought to be, he's stating a fact of nature, that just as a mirror reflects back the same face you show to it, if you're smiling, it'll smile back, and if you're frowning, it'll frown back, and so on. The same is also true with the other person's heart, that when you smile at someone, he smiles back, and when you frown at someone, he frowns back. That's the way it is by nature. If kocho mamish lev ha'odom ha'ne'emon bi'avose li'ishachid, the exact same is true of a heart of a person, if he is loyal in his love to another person, ha'rei ha'avazu, this love, it will arouse a love in the heart of his friend for him as well. He will love him back. So that they become loyal friends to each other. And the lesson of it is that one should always love another person even if at the moment it seems like he's not loving him back, but he has to know that by nature it is irresistible, and with a loyal love for another person, that other person will have to return the love. It is irresistible. It is the nature of heart to heart. And especially when he sees his friend's love for him, when the love is expressed and revealed openly, which means that even if it's not, even if the love is not expressed and acted on openly, the very existence of that love will cause the other person to love him back, and particularly, even more so, when the love is shown and revealed. In the Hayem Yem, for the fourth day of Iyar, for Dalet Iyar, the Rebbe writes that Minag Yisrael, it is a custom, Shalei Legaleach, who Shalei Lesaper, Sairus Reish Tinek, Ad Meleis Lei Shalei Shonim, that we do not cut a boy's hair until his third birthday, until he has had 3 full years. Gzizas hasaidus, upsherenish, sheltinik, this haircutting, called an upsherenish, who dover godul b'minhagi Yisro, is a very great thing among the customs of Yiddishkeit. The ikrei, who b'hachinuch d'hasharas peyus hadosh, the main meaning of the upsherenish is that we introduce and we educate the child to the mitzvah of peyus, when we cut the hair, leaving the peyah. And from the day of the hair cutting and the leaving of the peyah, nohagu lahadir lahargil asatineg b'inyin nesiyas talus katan, it is then the custom also to see to it that the child becomes accustomed to wearing his talus katan, his tzitzis, ubirchas hashachar, and becomes accustomed to saying the brachas in the morning, ubirchas hamozin, and he is taught to bench, the krishma sha'al hamita, and he is taught to say the shema at bedtime.